For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and his attorney Rudy Giuliani expressed confidence that White House counsel Don McGahn did not say anything harmful to the president over months of interviews with the Russia special counsel. But the New York Times is reporting that the Trump legal team doesn't know how much McGahn told investigators. Among the president's Sunday morning tweets, he attacked the Times for publishing a story about the White House legal counsel and his apparent cooperation with the Russia investigation. He compared Don McGahn to Watergate figure John Dean, who helped bring down the Nixon presidency with his Watergate testimony of criminal wrongdoing. The president insists McGahn is not what he calls a John Dean-type rat. In response, John Dean tweeted, "Trump is bungling and botching his handling of Russiagate." You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Former USA gymnastic doctor Larry Nassar has been relocated after a prison assault. WWJ's Brooke Allen.
Federal documents show that the convicted sexual offender has been moved from a prison in Tucson, Arizona to a transfer facility in Oklahoma. His lawyer said he was attacked in prison almost immediately after he was released into the general population following his sentencing earlier this year. The former physician who worked with athletes at Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics is serving a 60-year sentence on child pornography charges. He faces several more decades stemming from the assault cases.
The storm that blew through Oklahoma on Saturday injured at least 14 people when high winds blew a metal entrance structure at a concert venue onto fans that were lining up for a Backstreet Boys concert. Sydney Stavanoa was there.
We saw that the sign had fallen over on top of people, and they actually had to get a forklift to lift the sign off of them to get them out from underneath it.
USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A young woman is shooting for a world's record on her rollerblades. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
23-year-old Yanis Ho is rollerblading across the U.S. to raise scholarship money. Ho, who calls herself the Bladestress, has already covered 15 states on her way from Miami to Portland, Oregon. She hopes to reach the West Coast in November and then blade back to Miami to break the long-distance rollerblading record. Along the way, she's not been accepting any money, just food and a place to sleep, directing all donations to a scholarship fund to send girls in Kenya and Uganda to secondary school.
If they want to contribute, they could contribute to the scholarship that I'm raising funds for, so for other girls who will be able to go to school and chase after their dreams.
She says her mission is to show that there are amazing people in the world. Each day she has no plan, just faith and the goodness of people. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Trump administration is rolling back restrictions on coal power plants. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Wall Street Journal says the coal industry has recently been suffering more than ever from a shrinking customer base as well as competition and falling prices. Now the Environmental Protection Agency is expected to release new rules this week that would reverse policies from the Obama administration that were designed to slow down climate change. The move following up on President Trump's promise to support the coal industry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.